Hello and welcome to the Sell and Serve on Instagram Stories podcast. I am your host, Bree from Bree Designs. I am very excited about today's podcast. It's all about why you should serve before you sell. So I wanted to give a quick tip, start today's podcast with a quick tip for Instagram Stories. And this is actually about the DMs. And the tip is to be interested, not interesting. Be interested, not interesting. So if you ask more questions, it is more likely you are going to guide that person to the sale rather than telling them all about the features and benefits. So I hope that is helpful. Keep that in mind. Be interested, not interesting. And I also want to give a couple of shout outs because last week I said if you screenshot and share my Instagram, my podcast on your Instagram stories and tag me, what a mouthful, I will give you a shout out. So number one is at Roslana Barmad. She's on a strike, like a streak, two in a row. So well done, Roslana. Number two is at Vansa Gate Photo. So I believe she is a Brazilian listener, so welcome. And number three is at My Social Designer. He does Canva templates. He's very, very creative. His reels are hilarious, and he was part of the 30-day reels challenge, so go and check him out. And let's do it again. If you love today's podcast, please screenshot today's podcast and share. If you're really quick, I'll give you a shout out. So let's get into today's podcast, and I can't wait. So let's go. I am a huge believer that if you are good at what you do, people can't help but share about you and talk about you. Word of mouth is one of the best marketing strategies that you can have in your business. And it's such a treat when people are doing the work for you and they say, yeah, my friend referred you. My friend told me to come to your page. And you know that you're doing something right when that happens. The reason why word of mouth is so important is that it means that you don't have to slog out, I like to use the word slog out, your marketing strategies every single day and wonder why nothing is happening, no one is listening. The reason why no one may be listening to you, no one's buying from you, and it feels like you're slogging it out is because of a couple of human tapes, automatic human tapes, as you might know, that we respond to, which we determine that something is safe. So in the previous episode, I shared about social proof and why social proof is so imperative. And you can think about social proof is also word of mouth, right? It's telling someone that this girl is really good at what she does, and therefore that trust is built. And the thing is with this is like, someone will tell me about someone that's great, I immediately trust them. And don't you? Like if someone says, you need to go and check out this web designer, they're freaking amazing, you immediately trust them because your friend has recommended them. You know, the other human tape, which we'll talk about in another episode, is credibility. You know, when you have credibility, you've done something really fantastic. And it really helps, you know, when you get featured in a news article, things like that, like you get featured in Forbes, like that builds your credibility because it means that an established place, established business is recognizing you, that you are good at what you do. Now, credibility, I feel like on social media, it can be orchestrated. And I don't, when I see, certain people with, in their bio, something credible, I do kind of wonder how orchestrated it could be or whether they are really impressive. So that's something that I keep in mind. But, you know, for me, what's credible and what I think is credible is someone that is really consistent at what they do, who is practicing what they preach, who is influencing in a positive way. And maybe they've influenced me in a positive way, and then someone who has the results to back it up. You know, when someone has the results, it is credibility instantly. So if you might, you know, they've achieved a level that you haven't achieved, it instantly builds that credibility. But the other human tape that we're going to talk about today is actually the law of reciprocity. So if you don't know what this law is, the law of reciprocity is like, if you do something good for me, I naturally want to give something back to you. if you tell me that I look pretty, I'm going to make you look pretty. I'm going to ensure that I tell you, you look pretty as well. If I give you a present on Christmas, you're going to feel bad and you want to give a present back. So the law of reciprocity is one of the human tapes that we respond to automatically. We feel compelled to give back when somebody gives to us. And, you know, we can actually use the law of reciprocity in a really good way in our business. So the law of reciprocity works on Instagram like you won't even know. Like if someone follows you, you might want to follow them back. If somebody DMs you, replies to you, you might want to follow, reply back to them. If somebody leaves a genuine comment on your page, you want to reply back to their, you know, you want to go onto their page and you want to comment on their latest post. It happens. We just feel compelled to do it. And it is something that I've talked about in Instagram stories a lot. And I like to phrase the law of reciprocity into two terms, and it is serve before you sell or free to paid. So serve before you sell method, free to pay method. And why these are two really effective methods on social media is because the law of reciprocity states that if you do something good for someone else, they'll want to return the favor. And it's not, and I guess I do want to clear this up, you do want to give from a giving heart because you are a giving person. You know that when you give, karma will give back to you, but it's not necessarily like a strategy like I gave you this, what are you going to give back to me? It's not expecting a return, but it's knowing that when you sow the seeds, the harvest will come. So that I just want to make sure that mindset is clear. It's not, it is the give, expect no return mindset. You're not expecting an outcome, but you know that when you give, you will reap in ways that you can't even imagine. So let's break down what this sell before you serve or serve before you sell method is and what it actually looks like. And I do want to say that when you take this on wholeheartedly, you know, it really is going to change your life. And a big mistake that a lot of people make on Instagram is that they are in the business for themselves and they want money, right? We want money. We want an income. We want a better life. It's all about me. And they never really think, if you're a business owner, you might be this person right now, and that's okay because we don't know until we know. But you may be in the business mindset of, you know, what can I gain from this transaction rather than what is the transformation that I can give my clients? Write that one down. you know, because when you win, it feels like, oh my God, I'm amazing. And it does feel like you have, you know, it's an ego boost and you want to tell everyone how great you are. You want to share your income goals. You want to share, you know, last month I made X amount of dollars. But truth be told is that we don't like people with a huge ego, right? We like people that are humble, that are giving and put the spotlight on others. And hence why when you have a giving heart, it really, you know, you really start to focus on other people. And this is where, you know, if you focus less about yourself and you focus more on others, you know, like all of your insecurities are going to go away. And so when you start to flip your mindset and start to focus on the people and who you're helping, you will truly make an impact. And people can't help but recommend you because, I mean, who wouldn't want to be around someone who's always adding value and giving? You know, as humans, we love to take. You know, one quote that I read the other day is, giving will fill the holes in your life. Basically, that humans are, the fact is that humans are happier by 10 to 20% when we are in service of others. And there was an experiment at a university college where for 5 days, one group had to spend $5 on themselves every single day with the same item. There was another group that had to spend $5 on someone else buying the same thing every single day. And wouldn't you know it, is that both parties were really happy on the first day. However, by day five, the person who was giving was actually happier than the person who was still buying for themselves. And it's just human nature. We are born to give. It makes us feel really good. And so, yeah, giving is the best method. But it's not a method. It's not a strategy to use on Instagram to get more sales. We're not going to use it that way. It's really, if you could start showing up in your life with a giving heart, in the DMs, in the shadows when no one's watching, you know, to your partner, to your friends, you will reap the harvest in ways that you can't even imagine. With the 30-day Reels challenge, it was a free challenge. If you're familiar with it, it just happened a couple months ago. We opened it as a free challenge, and I was thinking about making it a paid thing. I knew that people would pay for it, but I thought, you know what? Attention is a currency in social media. And if you want to really make a wave, make a difference, and make a difference, you're going to have to do something that no one else has ever done. And so we did this free Reels challenge, a new feature in Reels. It attracted 2,400 people into the email list, and it was free for 6 weeks. It might sound crazy. Natasha and I, we put in a ton of effort. Like, somebody DM'd me the other today, actually, and she's like, I'm coaching her on how to do it herself. And she's like, I have 200 people to add, to add into accountability groups, and you can only have 32 people per accountability group. She's like, how did you do this with 2,000 people? I'm like, I might have been maybe 1,000 people that went into the accountability groups. And I'm like, girl, you don't even understand how much we gave in that challenge. You know, the quality of the videos inside that private ID group, the branding was tip top shape. The prompts were strategically made out and thought out every single day. Accountability groups were popping. And to be honest, I was exhausted. I was absolutely exhausted after those 6 weeks. I was kind of sad that it was leaving, but I was exhausted. And, you know, as a bonus thing is that, you know, we gave everyone a prize at the end of the 30-day Reels challenge for people that did it really well, even though the challenge was free. So money came out of our pocket. It wasn't just time, it was money. And you might be like, why? Why, Brie? Why would you put 6 weeks of work serving so many people, not asking for a payment? Why would you do that? And here's why. Just like a farmer, when you sow seeds, you will get paid in extraordinary ways. So the 30-day Reels challenge has brought in 10K worth of sales since we opened it as a paid product. My coaching has been booked out months in advance. My story viewers have doubled. And just through giving, my cup is full at the moment. It's really brought in some new energy into my business. And I'm able to with that money that I've made from that, I'm able to reinvest into other things in my business to make it even better. The thing with giving is that some people don't know how to put up boundaries, and they don't know when to go to that next level. So their self-esteem's not where it should be. And it's so easy to kind of give forever and never ask for a payment. The thing with that is, when you feel like you're ready to be compensated because of the work that you've done, then you start to receive and it feels so good. And if you are at that stage where you feel like you're kind of giving, but it's not translating into sales, then maybe there's a book that you need to read, which is called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself, which will actually help you with asking for more money and help you with that block there. So that might be a good resource for you. And, you know, I heard this quote by Ed Milet, and he says, when you give — I love this quote — when you give, you expect to win. And I freaking love it. I freaking love it. If you want to win in life, take on this servant mentality and start to give to your people, your followers, really look after them like your family, and you will expect to win. Like with the 30-day Reels challenge, yes, we put in a ton of energy, but after the 6 weeks, I'm like, I know I'm gonna win, right? I know it. I can just feel it. We did so much work, and the word of mouth spread like wildfire. What's really cool is, in the last week, I announced that I'm helping a dozen women and I think one guy to host their own free to pay challenge, just like the 30-day Reels challenge. So if you really believe in the giving model and you want to gain a lot of brand awareness, you want to really cut through the crowd, just like we did with the 30-day Reels challenge, you want a signature product that sells month on month, you want massive social proof to sell your paid product, and you are ready to build your high quality digital product, but you don't want to think too hard about how to execute it because you don't really get the whole selling and you don't really get the whole launch stuff, head to my website in the next couple of days. Beta round is going to be closing by the end of this week. So there's only a couple of days left to lock in the beta price. And I do want to say it is an investment, but I know that the right people will show up and we'll make some magic together. So head to my website if you are interested in hosting your own free to paid challenge. In 2021, if there is one skill to learn, it is how to serve from a giving heart. It's being a better friend, a sister, a better brother, a better mother, a better daughter. When you do that, you allow your giving heart to overflow onto Instagram stories. And I promise you, when you start to give and you start to get you start to get paid back in ways that you can't even imagine, it feels like Christmas every single day. That's it for another podcast. Hope you found it really helpful. And I'm going to end it with an affirmation. And that is, you are a positive being who is aware of her or his potential. That's it. You are a positive being who is aware of his or her potential. So kick on. I hope you have an amazing rest of the day and I'll talk to you soon.